It's Friday, which means it's time for Friday Frivolity with Travis.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. On Tuesdays at 11:30, we do a segment called This Week in Sports History, and you can consider this Twish Jr., as it was a little less local this week, and we had some things going on after a Cowboys game on a Monday, so we skipped Twish this week, but I'll bring you a little treat here on a Friday, and I take you to November 5th of 1989, and it is a post-game press conference with the Minnesota Vikings head coach Jerry Burns. If you don't know who Jerry Burns is, Jerry spent his entire NFL career with the Minnesota Vikings, becoming their offensive coordinator in 1968, eventually getting the head coaching job in 1986. He did lose that job after the 91 season. Tough year that year. Just couldn't get the boys to perform the way we want. But in 1989, they were in the middle of a 10-6 campaign. They would win the NFC Central. The offense was, it started out really good. Started out beating the Oilers 38-7, and things started to flatten out from there as the offense just had a little bit of trouble putting points on the board. And in a post-game press conference on November 5th, after a victory, an overtime thriller against the Los Angeles Rams, Jerry Burns was pretty upset with how his offensive coordinator, Bob Schnelker, was being treated by the in-stadium entertainment and the fans and just the writers in the room. And he had a lot to say. He had a lot to say. Now, for context, this game against the Rams, the Vikings kicked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 field goals to get to 21 points to get this thing to overtime. And by to win, they needed a punt blocked out of the end zone for a safety to win this. So they put 0 offensive points, no touchdowns, all field goals. We're unable to capitalize. They're all short field goals. So we're just having a difficult time getting in the end zone.
But they won.
They won.
Okay.
23-21, and this is about four and a half minutes. I've got a couple of stopping points, but we can pause at any point, and let's get into Jerry Burns after the Minnesota Vikings take down the Los Angeles Rams on November 5th of 1989.
It was a hell of a game. I mean, shit, for $23, if you can get more excitement than that, hell, you're in the wrong operation. It was a hell of a game. Yeah, let me say something. As long as I'm in this f***ing job, Schnelker will be the offensive coach. I mean, no question about that. No f***ing question about that. I don't like to name names after a f***ing game, but we can't be responsible for the blocking. We can't be responsible for the f***ing guys jumping offside. We can't be responsible for f***ing. We get down there and it was a dumb play by Anderson. I love Anderson. But it was a dumb f***ing play when his foot was, shoe was coming off, up the line screen. We were hard to take timeout. We had a f***ing trap play called, and his f***ing shoe comes off. That ain't Bob Schnelker's fault. We have another f***ing trap play, and if any picks up his f***ing feet, he walks in. We got the f***ing pass to AC out there in the flat. The ball's thrown in low. That isn't Schnelker's fault. We got right down there, we got the second down, and I don't know what the hell, two yards ago, I don't know what, 15, 40, whatever the hell it was, and Irwin jumps offside. Now, these are the things that have been hurting us all along, the little things. We're working at them to stop them. We moved the ball good today, we went down there, and we didn't get the ball in the end zone.
Did you win this game?
I think we did, yeah.
Okay.
So we're getting a little lighthearted moment there.
Interesting.
A little lighthearted moment. Jerry Burns.
Okay, looking at the box score for this one, it's wild. They kicked all these field goals, Matt. Let me tell you the yardage of the field goals that were kicked.
This is great.
20, 24, 22, 25, 29, 36, and 40.
Wow.
So they're having trouble punching it in.
That's an unbelievable amount of field goals.
Field goals of under 30 yards. So they were right there at the cusp and could not get it in. So I guess that's why the frustration is happening. They're first and goal, second and goal, or whatever. They can't punch it in, so I have to settle for these really short field goals.
Old Rich Carlos is just collecting paychecks that day.
Man, man. He earned his money on that one,
putting them through.
Jerry Burns, man, he coached him for 6 years. He took him to an NFC Championship game in 1987, but they lost to Washington.
I do not recall Jerry Burns.
He didn't have
I don't either.
If you started asking, okay, former Minnesota Vikings coaches, there's no way Jerry Burns would come out of my mouth.
He lived till he was 94 years old.
Because would he have had some crossover with Randall there?
No. Randall's like 98.
98, okay. All right, yeah, not quite. All right, let's continue with Jerry Burns, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings from 1986 through 1991. He's going to start cooling down a little bit. Ramping back up.
Anything else?
Well, just before you do, though, Carlos, you had a kicking problem in the past.
We'll stir one up here before we're done. You know, he did a sensational f-ing job. Kicked seven field goals. He can win a game many ways, many ways. DJ, I was happy when they kicked the ball to him. Yeah, last week on the Giants, Christ, he ran 65 yards. This time he fumbles the ball. What the hell can you do? All you do is you prepare as thoroughly as you can. The guys play their asses off. Any other questions? Sure to help us. Sure, I talked to John afterwards. I thought it was a tough one for him to lose.
So awesome.
He's kind of going in and out. It's like he's realizing mid-sentence, like, oh, man, we won today. I shouldn't be yelling at these guys, but I need to get something off my chest. And there was something big that he's gonna kind of finish with something here that I guess they put the offensive coordinator's like headshot up in the stadium near the end of the game.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It's a great, great question. And I think that's ultimately what set him off, is that, like, man, they don't need to advertise the guy up there.
And I'm sure because they didn't score any touchdowns, the crowd's booing. Yeah. They don't care about the offensive coordinator right now.
Especially 1989. Do you think they were ever thinking about the offensive coordinator?
No.
All right, let's finish up. Jerry Burns, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings back in 1989.
It's a big win. Big win. It was a hell of a great catch by Hassan. We did. The guys didn't give up. A great catch by Hassan. A great field goal by Carlos.
Exactly the same play as the previous one.
Exactly the same one. He almost had the ball the previous one. And he went up, and by great effort, he got the ball.
Was AC hurt?
He was hurt. AC had a groin pull on that one pass, and that quick over there that he caught, and he sort of went down, and he had the splits.
What's that play?
It's called squadron left, squadron right, whichever way the squadron lines up, squadron fly. Squadron, that was a squadron left, squadron fly. They were going down there. What you're looking for is exactly what happened to that, the tip ball, maybe a penalty, some damn thing. Some damn thing. That same pass. This game reminds me of a Cleveland Brown game when we went down to the old Met Center. When we throw the ball century, and he lateraled the ball to Teddy Brown. Teddy Brown ran out of bounds, made a great play. The next one we hit Ahmad on the squadron right, put it in and won the division.
You, this squad is usually four wide receivers.
Three wide receivers. Tight end stays in, fullback stays in, three wide receivers. Their job just run down there and hopefully get a tip ball, pass interference, a great play, something.
Jerry, your
scout
there endorsed
them,
stemmed from all
the
stuff all during the week.
The guy feel like afterwards. What?
Or something happened today?
Yeah, he felt like afterwards. Everybody booing the out of him, but he worked his ass off. And he had no smarter coordinator in football. They put his picture up there and the boo him.
Underneath his breath, that's awesome.
He walks off, hit him with an
effers. Good for that guy, man. Jerry Burns.
Dude, those reporters are getting quite specific. What was that play called?
Legend.
I know. Like, no one's asking that right now.
They're just trying to wind him up. They did a good job.
Been. And what was that play called? And he falls for it.
Yeah, he went into
their
the squadrons.
Squadron fly, squadron right, whatever. Left, right.
Three wide receivers, tight end, fullback, stay.
He's got a little bit of a drunkard's like feels, way through his sentences, it feels.
Feels
like
ass. What do you say? I know they're going to have a kick field goal. All right.
Dennis Green took over for Jerry Burns.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was the, I was looking at the franchise encyclopedia on Pro Football Reference.
Jerry Burns.
And it was the last year of Bud Grant. Bud Grant had been the head coach. Steckel was the head coach in 84, but Grant came back in 85, and then Jerry Burns took over in 86. That's a lot of years for a head coach I'd never heard of before in my life.
NFC title game.
He spent 30 years with the Vikings. He was their OC before that. It's crazy. 68
Coached at Iowa?
To 91.